Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line. Here we are on a Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. I've got Maria Barrios with us this morning with Coach Kids. Maria, thank you for being available.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I was talking to Katie earlier, and she was telling me about the four or five or six things that you do with Coach Kids.
Yeah.
And it seems like you stay pretty busy. Are you a full-time employee then?
Yes. I just started full-time like this week, so
okay,
I'm really excited.
So, I don't want to put you on the spot, but how's Katie doing in her new role?
She's doing great. She's been letting me really do my own thing with my programs and helping me make some decisions of the different programs that I run. So she's been very supportive and very great.
Giving you some creative freedom there.
That's good.
That's good. Well, I know one thing that you focus on is the school-based mentoring programs. And is that literally where we go out to the schools and try to make those right connections?
Yeah, so that's our Local Heroes program, and it's offered for adults and high school students in Clinton County. And you do meet just 30 minutes once a week, and you connect with an elementary student. We do provide different games and different activities there for you to use as well with your mentee.
Is that something that is normally done at the school then?
Yeah, so okay. It's during school hours. Some mentors meet in the morning during breakfast time, but mainly it's over lunch or later before school ends. So, yeah.
Okay. And with the Local Heroes program, is there an opportunity if you really hit it off with a mentee to, like, maybe do something on the weekends then and make plans?
Yeah, so if you've been matched for a little bit more than a year, we can transfer you to our Community Hope program where you meet outside of school, and that's where Kim Stevens runs our Community Hope program.
Oh, yeah. We had her on last month,
yeah.
I think it was. Yeah. All right. Well, she's doing a lot, too, then, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
What about the Friends for Life? Do you do much with that? I like that concept.
Yeah, we actually are meeting today at Gem City. And so we do only meet once a month, and it's for high school students, grades 9 through 12, and they self-refer themselves. And this is just a great program to provide them with resources for college and just different career opportunities going around Clinton County and just different job fairs and stuff like that. So we actually do meet today at Gem City for them to connect with their mentor and just have a good time and enjoy some coffee.
I know last year I had someone tell me about a Friends for Life experience they had where they had a freshman going into Purdue from high school, and their friend for life kind of helped them through. You know, they'd never been to college before, there's a lot of new things and people to talk to and places to go. It's a lot, but that person was able to help transition.
You know? One of my mentors, her mentee recently talked to her, and they're both in our Friends for Life program. Last year, she didn't want to go to college, and then this year, she's learned so much from last
year that
now she's super excited.
Well, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. That's very positive. So what about the Coach Kids Club? What's that?
Yeah, so Coach Kids Club is, we partner with our Local Heroes program. That's for high school students meet with an elementary student 30 minutes once a week. There are so many benefits of being a Coach Kids Club mentor. It helps them improve communication. They get so many volunteer hours, especially for their National Honor Society and just for college. And they also, we do have scholarships every year, at least one to each school in Clinton County. So one high school senior does receive a scholarship every year.
I know there's so many different programs in Coach Kids. Are you guys, and this may be a question for Katie or the board, but is there anything in 2023 you're working on that you may bring that's new or just a growth of something you're already doing?
Yeah. So I'm not, for Coach Kids Club, I don't have high school students mentoring at Frankfort right now. So that is one of my big goals for next year, to get high school students in Frankfort to mentor as well so they can get volunteer hours and experience.
That's good, and I think that's a really good experience for them.
Yeah.
Every little bit like that, when you have interaction and social skills and stuff, that'll really help them out in life as they become adults. So you're full-time then?
Yes, I am.
And I guess it's a little easier to get to your place now with the construction over and everybody getting back to some normal. So what do we need to know for moving ahead? You guys looking for mentors, I guess, always?
Yeah, for right now, I'm looking for adult mentors. I do have a couple kids waiting at Blue Ridge, Green Meadows, and Suncrest. I have about 8-ish elementary students waiting, so I am still looking for some adult mentors.
And what is the process to get involved? Is it a phone call and then they show up and fill out some paperwork?
Yeah, so they could call the Coach Kids office at 765-654-8812. They can always stop by the office. I'm there Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 3. And it's pretty just a simple process. They fill out an application. I run a background check, check with some references, and then we communicate if everything is all good. I do communicate with the counselor, and we start the matching process.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I always encourage people to check your all's Facebook, too. You guys do a good job on the social media.
Yeah, so. we try to post something every day.
Yeah, that's good. So 654-8812 is the number if you'd like to be a mentor. Is there something else with Coach Kids other than being a mentor that you could help with volunteer-wise, or is that pretty much it right now?
I would say that's pretty much what I have right now. I just would like some more adult mentors in our Local Heroes program. We're always could use another Local Heroes mentor.
Yeah, if we have a waiting list, that's, you know, we need to get some people in there, don't we? All right. Well, thank you for coming in this morning, Maria.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time, and Merry Christmas to you if we don't see you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back. We'll have more Party Line next on WILO.
Okay, let's face it. Who among us doesn't realize the importance of money?
We all do. At Virk's Fine Jewelry, we will help you save the most money on your purchase of fine jewelry.
It doesn't matter who's having the biggest sale in town. We'll still beat it with our everyday pricing.
Search the internet until 3 a.m. and we'll still be less.
You can take a trip to New York City or the islands. You may get a great tan, but you're not going to find a better deal.
At Vierks Fine Jewelry, we take price seriously and won't be undersold.
Vierks also realizes that price isn't everything, and that's why you will also find the area's largest selection of fine jewelry.
And at Vierks, we make it even better. If it snows 5 inches or more on New Year's Day, any jewelry purchased between Thanksgiving and Christmas will be free.
$20 to $20,000. You keep the jewelry, and you get all your money back.
And that's a deal that would make even Santa blush.
Vierks Fine Jewelry, Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Shop smart, shop Vierks. Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You can start from nothing in America and become a millionaire. You can do it. It's very, very real. And I just can't stand these people. I mean, social media has just become a black hole of stupid. It's just hate-filled everywhere. I'm just saying, you know what? You can actually become a millionaire, and we're going to show people it can be done.
Yeah.
A million's not a billion, but it's more than most people got.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hittle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Tis the season with the Beach Boys, live.
It's the little Saint Nick.
Featuring the Holiday Vibrations Orchestra. December 13th, Marat Theater at Old National Center. The Beach Boys. Reserved seats on sale now at LiveNation.com or OldNationalCenter.com. Tis the season with the Beach Boys, featuring the Holiday Vibrations Orchestra.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hittle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Hey friends, Kevin Keith here inviting you to join me every weekday morning for Party Line starting at 8:30. Plus we have a telecast too at HoosierLandTV.com. Every day, archived forever. Always brought to you by The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, The Old Spirit Shop, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Blackhawk Winery, ProBike Computers, 51 West Event Center, Minute Printed, BCS in Michigan Town, Genda Funeral Home, and Albiques in Flora. You miss a little, you miss a lot. Party Line every weekday morning at 8:30 with WIL.
I have a dream that all men are created equal. I have a dream.
The Declaration of Independence, the National Anthem, the U.S. Constitution, Norman Rockwell videos, America's National Parks, the Pledge of Allegiance. Check out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for our new feature, American Treasures.
Not the peace of the grave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow. And a hope.
It's American Treasures. We have links to all the original videos and audio made available, all in one convenient location for you to check out at your convenience.
It began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. The timing of this holiday is quite deliberate in terms of historical fact.
These are the cornerstones of American democracy. Keep WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com in mind the next time you stop by and check out American Treasures.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me for the Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4. Now, let's get back to Mr. Local himself, Kevin Keith, on the Party Line program from WILO.
Thank you very much, Dave Ramsey. I've also got Melissa Miller here with me. Want to thank our sponsors. We've got BoonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big deals, save money right now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Do you think you like my instrumental version there, Melissa? I've got Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've also got the sound effects here for the Todd Merriman when he announces at 7:20. Liz gave us the jingle bells here.
Yeah, that's good for the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Makes
so.
It kind of nice.
Todd is making kids' mornings merry and bright each morning at 7:20. On the Wilo Children's 12 Days of Christmas. So I think we're in our, what, today was fifth day, I think? So just a couple
six,
left,
yeah. So, yeah, we're halfway through.
Yeah.
And then he's also making people's days, adults' days, for Beach Boy tickets.
That's right. I still think this is going to be a hot ticket. Next Tuesday at Era Theater, Beach Boys in concert, and we were able here at Wilo to get some tickets to give away, and we've been doing that and making some people happy. Bill Gant will have another chance this afternoon between 2 and 3, and then Todd tomorrow and Friday as well, along with Bill in the afternoon. So,
well, and I don't think people understand just how hard it was to get those tickets, because it's not just an automatic. You don't sign up and they automatically give you tickets.
That's
it's
right.
A lottery.
That it is a lottery, and we happen to win this one. I have applied for at least three more, and two of those concerts are still before the year is out.
Yeah.
So there's a couple good ones coming up.
I mean, it's a time crunch for people, but it's one of those things where we don't find out till the last minute.
Yeah. So one thing you're going to notice different this year on our Wilo Christmas programming is we're going to drop a couple of our Christmas programs and add a few new ones.
That's cool.
Yeah, and so Russ and I have been talking about this for a couple of years, and it's kind of one of those things you just got to bite the bullet and do it and decide which one you're going to drop. Then, more importantly, what you're going to put in its place, because it's got to be A-plus, grade-A stuff.
Well, and there were some really good programs out there. We just hadn't picked them up, and, you know, a lot of it can go down to, instead of repeat broadcasting of the programs that we had is just taking out one of those and putting in a new one.
Yeah. So one of the programs we're going to add, I'm not going to talk about what we're taking away. We're just taking away two. And we're going to add probably three because one of them was an hour.
Mm-hmm.
One of the programs we're going to add, and when when I say this, there's going to be half the segment of Wilo listeners laughing. And then there's going to be the other half of Wilo listeners saying, oh, yeah, that's right up my alley. But I'm here to tell you, if you give it a chance, it appeals to all ages, at least all adult ages.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 1944 Christmas radio special of Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, I did not know how funny Fibber, McGee, and Molly was.
It is. It's funny.
And it's very clever. And I enjoyed listening to some of it last week. So we're going to bring that to you. So we got that to look forward to. And it is, I thought we could use some comedy, you know, on Christmas Day.
We need some. I mean, we got the Disney one, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm dropping, so.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Thanks. Well, Puddin' will be upset about that.
So. I'm going to give Puddin' the original copy so she can listen anytime.
I think we probably have it someplace.
Yeah. One other program we're going to add is kind of a spinoff, if you will, of a regular feature we do every weekday at 8 o'clock after the local news is The Box from the Attic. And so Todd is going to do a Christmas box from the attic. And as of now, it's going to be a half hour long, but that's subject to change. And if you know Todd Merriman and his collection of music, you know this is going to be probably pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be some a little stranger, deeper cuts, artists you know, songs you probably don't know, but that's the whole point. And so you've got that to look forward to. And again, we're just, you know, we've done the same thing for 30 years now. It's time to mix it up a little bit. So, and I've got some ideas for next year, too. As I know you do, too. We talked about that.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see.
I think I even sent you some stuff.
I think you did, yes. I got to say this. It's kind of personal, but I forgot to put my belt on this morning, Melissa. And I can't think of the last time I forgot my belt. I don't know that I've ever in my adult life, I have to have a belt. I need a belt on. Whether I need it or not, I feel naked without my belt.
Yeah, it's just part of the wardrobe.
Yeah, so I'm going to be out of sorts if I don't run home and get my belt at some point today. So we'll see how that goes. So we said that we survived the Christmas party last night. What gift did you end up with in our Dirty Santa?
I got a car care kit.
Oh, you got a good one, yeah.
Yeah. So
That looked very nice.
I just got to keep it hidden from my kids.
Oh, yeah, they're wanting to.
Yeah, because, I mean, they walk by and see it automatically. Are you going to use that?
You know? Yeah, it was a nice kit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was really nice.
I got a bottle of wine. A bottle of wine is a good standby gift, you know? Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong. Most people like a glass of wine.
You're lucky it didn't get stolen.
Oh, I know.
The bottles were kind of getting stolen quite a bit.
I know.
Between that and the little hands.
Yeah, the little hands.
The little hands was hysterical.
I want to know who brought the little hands. Whose gift was that?
I don't know who got the little hands, but that was hysterical. I mean, you got to know the SNL part of the program, you know, in order to understand that. But,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a little set of hands, and it got, you know, in Dirty Santa, you can steal gifts, and it got stolen a couple times.
Yeah.
You know that big, nice plush blanket that was passed around a couple times?
Yeah, that got stolen quite a bit.
I had brought that.
Okay.
And I thought afterwards, when I was looking at it, I thought, man, that looks pretty comfy. I need to go back and get me one for Christmas.
Oh, I had the His and Hers karaoke mics.
Oh, yeah, those are cool. I figured about those.
Yeah, I figured those are for either the radio wannabes or the ones that can actually sing or something.
Give them a little practice, right?
And those things were recharge. Yeah, they were Bluetooth. Yeah, they're rechargeable and Bluetooth.
Yeah, yeah. Connect them right to your Bluetooth. I saw that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. James ended up with one of them, and I'm not sure who ended up with the other one.
I saw that. Very good. Russ Casper got toys. So I saw
that. Yeah, well, that's about right.
Give it to his grandkids there. over the weekend, I was, doing something here in town in Frankfort, and I was driving around, and I heard Fox News come on Wilo. And their lead story, breaking news, boom, pop in, is America is out of the World Cup for soccer. They got beat over the weekend. And it made me kind of ask the question at first jokingly, but then I thought, you know, this is kind of serious. I may need to ask this on Party Line. Is there anyone who's a real American, a true American like us, who really likes soccer?
Oh, I enjoy watching it.
How?
What?
I mean,
if you played
there's no action. There's
school,
no
you
action.
You have an idea.
I know how the game works. There's just no action.
Oh, no. I think there's a lot of action. Man. It depends on the teams.
I quit watching baseball because of lack of
Well, I quit action. Watching baseball because half the time the commentators put me to sleep.
Steroids, too.
So, yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm missing the boat on this. I've tried to like soccer. I've tried to watch soccer. I've been to soccer games of high school and junior high, and it's just My kids don't like it. I don't know anyone that likes soccer.
I like watching soccer on TV just because you get the whole field.
Yeah, of the crowd, you know, and everything. Yeah.
I can't go and sit and watch a game.
Really?
In person.
I can't do that anymore either. If my kid's playing, probably. But I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. But maybe tomorrow people can call me up and tell me.
It's an acquired taste.
Well, I've not acquired it yet. I don't know. I just think about...
To me, it's just like any other sport. I mean, I can't sit and watch golf.
I love to sit and watch golf. See, that's
I can't.
I don't know.
There's
not much action in that either, but there's something about it that keeps me, you know, tuned in.
I can go and I can attempt to play and have a good time, but I can't watch it. And that's like baseball on TV. I can't watch baseball on TV, and I still say a lot of that is the commentators.
Yeah.
But I can go to a baseball game, and I can watch the baseball game. And to me, it's more interesting.
You know,
because
I can
watch the whole field.
Yeah.
I can see what all the players are doing. And then you can also watch the crowd.
Yes, I get that. I like that. I see all that. It's just soccer. I just don't get soccer. Maybe I'm missing the boat. Maybe someone can call me tomorrow and change my mind. I don't know. But it made me ask the question.
It depends on whether it's a good match. I mean, it's got to be teams that are equally as far as
good
quality and,
you
know, defensive moves.
I don't think
offense,
I would still like it. I don't think I would like it.
It's okay as long as they have the whole field so you can watch the whole field and see how it goes. But when they tighten in on just two players, I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, that's my commentary for the day. also, good news yesterday we got from NDOT that 421 or State Road 39 and or, same thing, over the South Fork of the Wildcat Creek, which is 39 North going toward Rossville from Frankfort, will be open Friday morning sometime before noon. So that's great news.
Yeah, that'll be good. That's what, the last major thing other than the small strip of 28?
Yeah, they're still doing some west side work on 28 there, but I think that'll be done sometime in December, too. At least it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So make sure you join Mistletoe Miller tonight for more of the Christmas Music Box with Billy Christmas. Sometimes you guys do the odds and even hours.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that. Sometimes we're together. It just depends on our schedules and try and bring you as much information as what's going on in the area so you can have the whole holiday experience.
But, y'all do a nice job of it. We've got Genda Funeral Home, Frankfort Parks Department, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and also, let me get this right, BCS Boutique and Garden.
Yeah, Garden and Boutique.
Garden and Boutique. Yeah. Okay, I knew I'd get that wrong.
Yeah, and for people who are still looking for a live tree, because there's, from what I've heard, the lots in Frankfort in town are out.
I've heard that, too.
BCS still has some trees, or leastwise they did last night when we were in Michigan Town. I took a look, and they do still have some trees, so get out there and get you a cut tree.
All right, and we'll see you tonight at 6, Melissa.
All righty. Take care.
All right. Thank you, and thanks for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include Clinton County, DailyNews.com, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be back tomorrow for the Thursday edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great day from Wiloh.